93.7 The River, the River City's new classic rock. It goes Genesis, That's All, and it's not all for Tom Wopat, a.k.a. Luke Duke. We broke the story last week. Let's make it official here. You can't talk about Luke Duke without having some of this underneath you. Luke Duke, okay, he's hanging out in Massachusetts. He's working on 42nd Street. He's doing a play. And what he was doing was he was getting a little grabby with the female actresses on set. And the actress said that he grabbed her buttocks. Mm-hmm. Not once, not twice. Tom Wopat said, nah, I grabbed her hips. She said, no, I actually felt old Luke Duke's hand go between my cheeks. So she files the claim. He leaves. Cops pull him over in Massachusetts. He's in his Bronco, not his General Lee. And they yank him out of the car. They find cocaine in his pockets. Find another baggie of cocaine in the car.
Straw. Yeah, he's carrying the straw with him.
Yeah. So now he's gone to court, and this is what Tom Wopat has said. He said here that he's very, very sorry, and he needs to take time to address this ongoing struggle with substance abuse following his arrest in Massachusetts. And I quote, his deepest regrets to friends, family, and his many, many loyal fans for the unfortunate events. But he still denies any wrongdoing.
He's going to stand by it.
Yeah, he's going to hold his line. He said he hopes his good name will be restored after his team investigates the allegation.
Well, okie dokie.
As a team. Now, if you were here, we talked about the solar eclipse sunglasses. You know, you don't want to buy the knockoffs. You want to buy them from reputable dealers like 7-Eleven, Lowe's, and Walmart. I thought that was funny.
That is funny.
But that is not as funny as having Tom Wopat's team investigate the allegations. I don't know much about Hollywood. I'm just a dumb DJ here in Sacramento.
You don't think Wopat's got a team?
No. Tom Wopat hasn't had it. There's been no Team Wopat since he's been on TV.
Oh, he's got an entourage he rolls with in that Bronco.
He does not.
They all load up in that thing and take off for the weekend.
No, he does not have a team. He does not have an entourage. What is he? I think he's 65 years of age. It says here, though, he's a Tony Award nominated actor. Not a Tony Award winning actor. Tony Award nominated, 65 years of age. He's got a little blow problem. Can't keep his hands to himself. Tom Wopat, as much as I like the show, does not have a team.
At 65 years of age, he's got a blow problem.
Yeah.
Not why he's Luke Duke, throttling through life, a young man.
I think he did.
You think he did it all the way through?
I bet he's been partying and a rock star his entire career. And back in the day, we didn't have, I don't know, the phones. We didn't have all the internet. We didn't have all the publicity hype. We didn't
That's
even
true.
Have the paparazzi like we
That's
have
true.
Now. I'll bet you he was doing the same damn thing back when he was blowing up arrows and shooting cars and jumping and going in through windows. I bet he was doing the same stuff. It's just no one ever knew about it.
Now
he got caught.
Do you think the Duke boys had it going on, like in dressing rooms and after the show, like Batman, like the original Batman and Robin did?
We talked about that, yeah, after Adam West died.
Yeah, Robin laid the facts down on him and Adam West, and they were some love-making machines.
Oh, they went and they started orgies.
Yeah.
And they finished orgies, and the chicks were coming in on the set of Batman. This is in the 60s.
Drinking, drugging, women.
Yeah.
Just craziness, they said.
Yeah, I would be horribly upset if it did not happen tenfold for Bo and Luke Duke. For Rob Schneider and Tom Wopat, I would have to think that trailer, it was full of the Daisy Dukes. And I'm not talking about Catherine Bach. I'm talking about all the young ladies that wanted to dress like her and get up all in their grill and business.
Do you think Daisy?
Does she party?
No, do you think Wopat or what's the other guy's name?
Yeah, so you got Rob Schneider. That's Luke Duke.
And then Rob Schneider?
Yeah, John Schneider, sorry.
I was going to say, Rob Schneider's that weird-looking little guy.
You know, Rob Schneider'd be lucky to be on the set of a Duke show. So you got John Schneider.
John Schneider.
He was Bo Duke, and then you have Tom Wopat, the brown-haired guy. He's Luke Duke. Did Daisy Duke
any flinging with those two boys, you think, or either one? Or
no, I don't think any of those two boys ever got a hold of her. My vision is Cooter.
I knew.
Tow truck.
Cooter.
Here's Van Halen. It's 93.7, The River.